New York State plans to revamp the way it trains child welfare caseworkers. The Office of Children and Family Services has created a panel to make recommendations for how best to do this, following a federal audit of child welfare outcomes in which New York did not fare well. But Ontario County Commissioner of Social Services Eileen Tiberio, who sits on the panel, says it was also created to address the changing needs of the population, including the recent surge in opioid addictions.
We had a significant jump in our foster care population here in Ontario County last year, specifically around heroin epidemic. That brings a whole different kind of attention to addiction in its implications for children when their parents can't be adequate caretakers.
Tiberio says the panel will also make recommendation about ways caseworkers with their various academic backgrounds can all receive the same, most updated training through a streamlined process.
Research is always coming out about what's most effective, what drives dynamics in families, and it's always a good idea to take a look at this every once in a while to make sure that we're capturing the information that we need to capture and that we're training people in the most effective way.
She adds the Children and Family Services field overall has a high turnover rate, which can create significant backlogs for caseworkers, so the panel will also look at ways to retain more caseworkers. For New York News Connection, I'm Nia Hamm.